T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
The city of New York is severing all contracts with the Trump Organization.
The left in America has incited far more political violence than the right.
If we impeached every politician who gave a fiery speech to a crowd of partisans, this Capitol would be deserted.
So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Ah, how about that? Good morning to you. It's Thursday. Nothing big happened yesterday. Not much to talk about this morning. As you can tell from the
It's been like that
for
a while now. I mean, just nothing.
Did you hear Bill de Blasio in there? Warren Wilhelm, I should say. Announcing that as a vindictive measure, the city of New York is going to pull any contract they have with Trump Enterprises, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Apparently, those contracts are worth like $17 million. So even though Trump has no social media, they immediately responded and pointed out that according to the contract the city has, they can't do that. And if they do, they're going to owe $30 million, which I hope the Trump campaign or family is able to extract every dime of that.
Well, and de Blasio said that they could, that he thought he could do that because technically Trump broke the law by inciting violence. But I don't know that Trump hasn't been charged with anything.
Or convicted of anything.
Or convicted. So I'm not really sure that that's going to hold up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's once again, more examples of the vindictiveness that you're going to see once Donald Trump's out of office next Wednesday. That we're going to you're going to see more and more of this, particularly from the state attorney general up in New York and the one in the city of D.C. And it's going to get uglier. We haven't seen the worst of it yet. Glad you're back with us this morning. And of course, we've been talking about the impeachment vote yesterday and really what a horrible partisan joke that was. Senator Hawley's had to say about the whole thing. What have you been missing the last couple of days? Has anybody noticed that? What's been missing from the headlines? Heard anything about COVID recently?
No, and I mean, not seeing any lower thirds or any tracking tickers on the network TV right now. I'm not
suggesting that it's not still an issue. In fact, we lost an elderly family friend earlier this week, and it saddens me horribly that that's still going on. But it was being used for political reasons in a lot of cases leading up to the election, and suddenly that they need to downplay it because it's going to be Joe Biden's mess in about a week. But regardless, there are retailers now stepping up, including, Trisha, I think the story you shared with me about Dollar General. Is that right?
Yeah, so it looks like Dollar General is saying that they will pay their employees to get the COVID vaccine. They're not going to enforce that as a condition of employment, but they will offer incentive to get it, which I thought was interesting because the whole question is coming up with the vaccine. Is it going to be a condition for employment for some places? And this seems like a good way to get around that if, as a corporation, you care.
Right.
So far, a precedent hasn't been set as
right.
like it will be a condition of employment. Mm-hmm. Most are like, okay, we get it. We're not, you know, not going to force you, but we'll help, you know, encourage
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, if you're willing to do it, according to what I'm reading here, they will give you the equivalent of 4 hours of pay. So the I guess like a little overtime if you're willing to go get the shot. They won't require you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other big companies, Verizon, CVS, have said they won't require the vaccine, although they're going to make sure that their pharmacists have an opportunity to receive them if they want, since they're healthcare workers. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good approach, to be honest with you. I mean, they're people who might be of childbearing years, who aren't sure they want to have this yet. I mean, mm-hmm. forcing them to do it puts people in a difficult situation of, you know, do I lose my ability to earn cash for my family?
Right. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that are, I mean, I would assume, like us, we're probably low on the list, but there are a lot of people that are higher on the list. I know I have friends that work in medical-related fields that are closer to my age that are worried about that a little bit. You know, I mean, I think for the greater good, most people are going to suck it up and do it. But I think that this gives people an option to not lose employment or worry about it. So I thought
yeah,
that was a
well,
smart approach.
Glad to see some of that good news coming out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can already sign up in St. Louis County. Apparently there's something on the portal where you can sign up to get the vaccine. Doesn't mean you're going to get it any sooner than you would have otherwise, but at least your name's on a list somewhere if you're interested in getting it once they've taken care of the elderly and healthcare workers and
incoming presidents. Do you think they're going to go through that list and prioritize, or do you think you're just giving the government information?
I would like to think they're going to go through the list and prioritize, right?
I don't know.
I'm just
genuinely asking, because if they're going to make it readily available to every Joe Schmo, wouldn't you be able to call your doctor and do that? Or are they going to go through that list and...
Yeah, I don't quite understand the benefit to pre-registering if they don't have...
The supply
if it's
yet.
Not, if it's not mm-hmm. bumping... I don't know. I don't...
Yeah.
And maybe there is.
Maybe
a,
it makes people feel better, and that's good enough. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or it's a way to get communication when it is available. That maybe you're. But if you're pre-registering, you're aware. You know, like you're paying attention. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on. You probably don't need to be told. Now's your turn.
That's
you're
my
looking
initial
for
thought.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you want
know.
Sam Page to have your information? I don't know.
Well, he already does if you go out to eat in St. Louis County anyway. So.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of people have his information.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's probably a way for them to, you put your name on there, and when the vaccine becomes readily available for somebody in your age group, you might get an email telling you, hey, by the way, vaccine's going to be available next week. You can go to Costco and get it, or I mean CVS or Walgreens.
I have a hard time believing if we don't have enough money, like for contract tracing purposes, that there's people that are going through the pre-registrations really. Bringing it down to like, oh, okay, here's this specific age. And maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. I hope they're doing something with it. But it's like, that's a lot of time, money, and effort that it would take to really break down the people that are pre-registering into priority.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the health department's busy out trying to track down those scofflaws who are actually trying to keep their businesses open and afloat through this ridiculous restaurant shutdown and now, you know, partial reopening. So that... You're right. They're clearly understaffed, and they're pointing their staff in the wrong direction. By the way, Mark Harder, county council member from District 7, is going to join us. We had Tim Fitch on yesterday. He's the one that got in the dust up with Lisa Clancy at the meeting this week. They've got a little bit of breaking news that Mark's going to bring to us this morning, and a new effort underway to correct the wrongdoing that was done by the council last week when they voted on a new council chair. So we're going to get Mark on here this morning at around 8:10 to talk about that. Plus, I got Chanel Rion coming up. And at the bottom of the hour, the doctor is in, Dr. Randy Tobler. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is reported that the President of the United States watched the invasion from the Oval Office of our Capitol and seemingly enjoyed it. I want you to know we should be concerned that the Republicans will not defend him, and he is capable of starting a civil war. He must be impeached. He must be stopped now.
Wow. Wow. St. Louis's own. Aren't you proud? Mad Maxine Waters, the President of the United States is going to cause a civil war. Did you know that? Just in case you had missed it, I thought I would point that out, because that's where we are today with people like Maxine Waters, who can get on the floor of the Senate in the House, I'm sorry, and heaven forbid she's not a senator. I didn't mean that.
I was this many years old and this far into my career when I found out she was from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
That is news to me.
I mean, fortunately for us, she moved to La La Land a long time ago out in California. But
you can tell.
Oh, one of our own. So proud of that. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I know a lot of you have left Twitter. I would love to leave Twitter and probably will at some point when Parler's back up and I can familiarize myself with Parler enough to use it the way I do Twitter. But for now, I think it's important to continue to have voices on Twitter. I really do. But you need to hear what Jake Tapper said on CNN yesterday. I mean, it was really probably we've known for a long time that Jake Tapper doesn't like the president, and he's a horrible, biased individual. But you have to listen to what he said about a sitting United States House member yesterday who was up speaking during his allotted time during this impeachment fiasco. Go to cut 33, please.
Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know what his... I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
Just let that soak into you. Mm. A so-called journalist on CNN pointing out that Brian Mast lost his legs in his service to this country fighting for democracy, but must not believe in it here at home. It's outrageous. It's a cheap political hit, horribly biased on the part of somebody who's supposed to be a news anchor. I mean, Jake Tapper does not do an opinion show. He's labeled a journalist at CNN. So Brian Mast was told about this and retweeted the soundbite. And here's what the congressman's response was to this. I lost 2 legs for Jake Tapper's right to say whatever the hell he wants. But that free speech also protects the Republicans he's so eager to condemn for asking constitutional questions about the election. Amen.
High road.
It doesn't... When did we lose... When did we lose perspective in this country that protected free speech is not just the speech that you like? In fact, the importance of the protection of free speech is to protect speech you don't like. You have a right to disagree with it. But the cancel culture in this country and big tech want to shut you down if you happen to have a different opinion or a different worldview from them. You're seeing it from Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and journalists all over America, including Jake Tapper, who just stooped as low as I've ever heard him stoop to criticize an American veteran. Just wow. It's just unbelievable what we're hearing on the air these days. We'll get Dr. Randy Tobler's take on this whole impeachment debacle in the United States House yesterday and do our winter warm-up ticket giveaway at about 6:48. Stay tuned.
Gentlewoman from Missouri is recognized for 30 seconds.
Madam Speaker, St. Louis and I rise in support of the article of impeachment against Donald J. Trump. If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top.
Aren't you proud of Missouri's new freshman congresswoman saying that if you dare to support President Donald Trump, you're a white supremacist? Unbelievable. What an embarrassment to the nation that she gets to stand up and represent St. Louis in any way, shape, or form. Wow. Randy Tobler joining us right now. Dr. Tobler, how are you this morning, my friend?
Well, I'm doing well, but I am sure bewildered. I have to tell you, I'm bewildered on the one hand to believe that the Democrats would be so stupid as to pull a move as they did just to satisfy a vindictive base, which unfortunately is way too large for a country like ours, with morals that used to derive from some higher power and now derive from everyone's limbic system, unfortunately. But on the other hand, I'm buoyed because I think if Republicans keep their cool and don't get too worked up over this and descend into the mud wrestling that they want us to, and just stand by and watch them act like children, petulant children, I actually think this is the beginning of a resurgence of sanity in our country, because we can only count on conservatives. And I guess I'm going to have to start saying conservatives and distance from GOP, because
yes,
some of the behavior I've seen by many on the supposed Republican Party are not the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan and a time for choosing and you know, the great ethics that we had in the past. So I really think that this is just the beginning of hatred, vitriol, punishment. If you look at Joe Biden's tax plan that he's announced and doubled down on just yesterday or day before, it's been announced pretty clearly. It's going to punish the very small business owners who, I guess under Joe Biden, if you're a small business owner, medium business owner who's making $400,000 a year, I know that's a lot of money. It sounds good. It's a great amount of money for some people to be making. On the other hand, that's when you look at the toil and the sweat and the double and triple mortgages that people take and the sacrifice people have made to make businesses and continue to sustain the employees and their families. I don't begrudge people making that kind of money if they're making $500,000 and they're running a business that hires 50 or 60, 100 people. God love them. But they're going to get punished. And many of those businesses that are just trying to just wipe the sweat off their brow and get up after like being knocked out like a punch-drunk fighter, and they're trying to get up in this pandemic, and now they're going to be punished with corporate tax rates that are
right,
unbelievable. It is going to be punishing. And it'll probably take a cycle or two for Americans who mistakenly voted for socialist progressive causes to get their senses about them. But it's going to be okay in the end, because ultimately wisdom prevails, and that was not a wise move in the House yesterday.
Well, I would agree, Randy, and here's the bigger issue moving forward. You brought it up there. Do you identify? I've always identified as a conservative first and a Republican second. And
right,
people like Liz Cheney are going to further that divide. Adam Kinzinger, say
yep,
their names, the 10 people, the turncoats who voted for impeachment yesterday and gave any validity to this radical effort by the Democrats to, it was vindictive. We know that's what it is. The American people know that it was a vindictive move. So moving
yep,
forward, how do we, I mean, what's your take on how we have any confidence? I mean, we think the last election was altered by people with ill intent. I'm convinced of it, and I'm convinced that mail-in balloting is how they did it. So in the next election cycle, we have all this hope about going out and retaking the House or retaking the Senate. But if we let those forces win, if we let those forces control how we vote again, where they can manufacture votes and collect them all and put them in a mailbox and no questions are asked, I don't know how we win an election again. I mean, a lot of people are asking that question.
Well, I think you win an election by doing and saying the right things. And unfortunately, it's going to be painful for the very people that are going to get short-term gain in terms of government benefits and free tuition and health care and everything. But when those conversations occur around the water cooler and at the kitchen table and, you know, after school working through your civics and history lessons with your younger children, you know, we're going to have to explain the consequences of voters' actions that occurred in this cycle. Actually started in Obama's cycle. It was put on hold and walked back a little bit during Trump's first and only term. But, I mean, we just have to educate each other and those who will listen. And eventually those people will listen that are currently all excited and just slobbering over this progressive agenda. Because ultimately, as Margaret Thatcher said, it's a cliche, but it's so true. You do run out of other people's money. And they're not going to get the same kind of health care, even though it may be free. They think that access is tough now. Talk to someone that's in the military and gets TRICARE at one of the bases. I can't speak too much personally about that, but I can. Talk to people who have been in socialized systems and try to get surgery that is much more accessible now. And so all we can do, Mark, we just don't have the power right now. But power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And at every opportunity, in every way, when a small business owner who may have sprung up on their feet and been at 90 to 100% here as soon as this thing is past us in the next 6 months or so, you know, when they don't rehire and people are scratching their heads, and it should not be in a vindictive way, not a passive-aggressive way. It should just be, look, I can't keep any doors open except for hiring 50% of the staff that I had and instituting artificial technology, artificial intelligence, and so forth and so on. And unfortunately, it's just going to have to be consequences. We know, look, they're acting like petulant children on the left. And when you have petulant children, you set the bar and you say, look, you want to act petulantly? You don't want to do your homework? You don't want to make your bed? I'm telling you ahead of the game, this is the consequence. This is what's going to happen. And then we do that. And that's the only power you have is the power of consequence. You can vote with your pocketbook. I absolutely will refuse to patronize any company unless I have to that shows me any evidence of wokeness. I will not be a part of it, and that's
good.
Just the beginning.
Good.
And I'm looking for alternatives to Google. I'm looking for alternatives to Amazon. I'm looking. I try to shop on Amazon and then buy direct from the seller. I mean, you know, I'm trying to do whatever I can. We need to do that because that's the only power we have at this point. We got to be, rather than be shrill about it and descend into their rhetorical mud pit. Why don't we just take the literal high road and play by their rules? But we can still win the game because we don't have to patronize their businesses.
I'm afraid they're just not going to stop, Randy. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw this story or not, Curt Schilling, the baseball player,
I saw it.
Said that AIG canceled his insurance. I heard Tucker Carlson talking about this last night. He's like, where does it stop? They are trying to cancel him because if they disagree with his political point of view.
I would suggest everyone. I talked a lot about this in the 2008 cycle before Obama, and it was one of the widest selling books again at that point, not because I talked about it, but because the body politic at large and conservatives were getting the message. For all of her faults and for what is sometimes called a greedy capitalist manifesto, Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged should be at least part of every conservative's shelf, bookshelf.
Yes.
Because that whole notion, I mean, when I was on Parler for the brief time I was signed up on it under the same handle at Randy Tover, MD, I simply put, we are all John Galt. That's my bio. And look, with respect, If you have friends who you used to maybe, you know, donate to their favorite charity, and you find that their charity is all about, you know, the management of their charity, you can't stop talking about wokeness and inclusiveness, and you don't have to participate in discretionary spending to support the causes you don't want to. I know there's a lot of debate about entertainment. I look like crazy for entertainment that at least the actors or the performers are at least neutral. But I'll be darned if I'm going to use now what is going to be, we're all going to get taxed in this thing, whether it's through lower salary because our employers' taxes go up or directly, you know. I'll be darned if I'm going to take the discretionary, the little discretionary money I have or the less that I have, and support causes that are going to support people that are going to oppress every American, liberal, center or right. It's not fair. And I'm using, look, I care about my fellow liberal. I care about Cori Bush and, believe it or not, Maxine Waters. And just for their own good, I don't want to see their country that they claim to love so much and the people that they claim to fight for be brought to its knees economically into a third world status under tyranny because I supported someone who had the mouthpiece and sustained it. I'm going to try to stop the bleeding with whatever little voice I can do with my pocketbook.
Yeah, maybe starting with Tom Hanks, who's going to apparently host Biden, the evening of Biden's inauguration, he's hosting some televised special.
Tom Hanks,
he's
a great actor.
Forrest Gump's.
Yeah, you know, that's great. You know, that's fine. And if people want to patronize him, God love him. But think about where that money goes to. It goes directly to the Democratic National Committee and to vocal and the very people that are going to listen to a guy like Tom Hanks, who has probably very little information or knowledge about economics policy. He probably doesn't know who Hayek is and the Road to Serfdom. Never heard of it, I would guess. But, you know, a lot of people that are going to listen to those voices because celebrity rules in this country, they're the ones that are going to get your mail-in ballots. They're the ones that are going to just look at it. Oh, free tuition. I heard Joe Biden say something about that. Sounds like a good idea. Drop it in the mailbox. Another vote for Biden. And I just I'm not going to fuel the shallow political discourse that comes out of Hollywood and NBA and NFL and everything else, because I just am not going to be a part of spreading progressive anti-American rhetoric that defeats our first principles and will ultimately bring this country down. We cannot support it.
Well said, Dr. Tobler. Hey, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Dr. Randy Tobler, you can listen to his show every Saturday morning right here on 971 FM Talk. A quick break here. What say you? 314-241-9797. Hey, welcome back. Got a couple minutes left here. I want to get to the phones real quick. Steve is online, too. Steve, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey, I was listening to Tobler, and I mean, he really needs to put down the peace pipe. Before this election, what he said, I would have agreed with. But here's the thing: if they can steal this election, they can steal every election from now on, because this has been going on for a long time. They're just getting bolden with it. And the thing of it is he says, well, now we can vote with our pocketbook. Except for now, they're taking away the companies that we're trying to go to vote with our pocketbook.
Yeah, I see your point there. I mean, I don't know how much economic influence you can exert. You can choose not to, go to a certain store or maybe have AT&T UVerse on your phone because they've threatened to pull funding from your favorite candidate. Ultimately, how big of an impact is that going to have, and where else do you go? You're right. I agree with you.
They keep cutting down our number. And up until this time, the only thing we had for our elected officials was to say, we'll vote you out of office, except for if you take away our honest vote, you know, election, sorry. That's gone now. We can't say that anymore because they're going to control the election. This is more serious than he's trying to make it out to be.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's got to take a look at this through their own lens. And Steve, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. Everyone sees this through their own lens. That's got to be part of the answer, right, is not to patronize those companies that choose to do this to you. In some cases, that's tough. Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon's
I love
one.
Amazon. Ooh,
yeah, me too.
I mean, that's hard when Amazon has control over the internet, which was news to me as well, just like the Maxine Waters thing. I didn't realize that Amazon had those servers. But, yeah, when Amazon is against you politically, it's kind of a scary prospect.
Yeah, that pisses me off because I really like to order something and have it on my doorstep the next day.
Yeah, we
all do.
That's
convenient. Mm-hmm. Who's going to build another Amazon with somebody at the head of it that's not insane like Jeff Bezos, if that's what he's doing? I mean, that is frightening. So, Steve, I understand your frustration there. You can stop spending money with him. At the end, does it make any difference? And if we don't fix the election system, it may not make any difference for a long, long time. That's for sure. We'll get Senator Jim Talent's take on all this coming up. And Chanel Rione from One America News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.